On live now.
Oh, months ago.
Wait. When are you going to get what back?
I'm going to get my chain that you robbed back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, them ones there.
On live
is
now.
That what it is? Hello, AC boy.
Hello, AC boy. Rah, look at your face, Ace. Jesus, Lord.
Oh, my day for run. Oh, did it?
You can braid, you can cane roll that.
It's the moustache that's bothering me. Like, I can feel it when I'm sleeping on my nose. It's like... it's pissing me off. Like, it's just like...
Hold on. Man didn't even say it bothers him when he's eating his food. Man said it's sticking in his nose when he's sleeping.
It's like, it's tickling my nostrils. It's like, I can just feel it on my face and it's really bothering me. Like, if I talk to him, and then like, this half of my lip ain't showing. So then when it gets trimmed, it's going to be light skin underneath there or something. I don't know, man. I just need a trim, man. I'm 48 hours away from freedom.
48 hours away from freedom.
Yes.
Mad.
Ready to roll.
How you feel about that?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I said today, first stop will be DNL's barbershop.
Yeah.
No stop, no pass and go, no picking up 200, just straight to the shop.
Just land it, shortcut.
I got to come super early, though, because I can't let people see what's going on. I can't let people see what's going on at the top. So like, yeah. And I know Damon likes pictures. No pictures. No pictures.
Damon, I beg you send me some of them.
Nah, bro. Damon's got to leave his phone in the car. Sorry. Hey,
you know what? You know what's mad about pictures? Yeah. Do you remember when Lee was trying to do the Pop Smoke thing and he had the little one? Yeah. I've got them pictures. You know. I've got them.
Damon's evil. You know. Don't worry, man. I only get my little archive ready.
Evil.
But don't worry, Ace. The CCTV will pick up all of that.
Look at the sides. Can you see the sides?
Right, you look like you can. Why?
Look at that. Can comb that. If the hat goes any more to the left, you don't know what time it is.
It's mad.
It's mad. If the hat went. If it is a little, like, you can even see a little bit there. Like, it's just, nah.
Ace, I beg you, send us a picture. Take it off the wall. I did.
Oh my
up God. And down quickly.
It's all mad. Look at that. That's our hair. That's right. Real hair. Madness.
So, Ace.
Yeah.
I've been working mornings, yeah? And I noticed you've got a new partnership, man.
Yeah, people are really enjoying this thing, isn't it?
You know what? I'm asking my friends and said to me, that show is live. Are they gonna get them? I said, you know what? Probably not. Everyone is feeling the partnership.
So, like, there's two things here. One is, I can't imagine that they want to carry on paying both of us. It's double bubble, really. Yeah, and that's one thing. And then the second thing is, I'm not going to be allowed to be in a studio with anybody when I go back.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's allowed to. Even now, I think, even like Ricky and Melvin, I don't know if I'm giving away things, but who cares? Like, they got three people in their show, innit? And they have the biggest studio. So only two people can be in the studio at one time. And their third person is in another studio. Whereas I brought the smallest studio, so there's no way I'm going to be able to have like another person in the studio.
Why can't you put up them screens that I had in the barbershop?
Oh, the plexiglass thing. I don't know.
Put it to them, because remember, my ones fold up and down, remember? So it's not like they have to get somebody to come and construct something. You could just, you understand, raise up the thing.
Me and Shawnee have set the bar so high here that I'm shook to go back now. Everyone's going to be like, nah, this is dead. Where's Shawnee? I'm like,
they're going to want both of you.
They're going to want both of us.
Why do you try and get the breakfast show, both of you?
No, we're not going to get a breakfast show. I ain't waking up early to do that thing.
Ace ain't waking up them time in the morning there.
I ain't waking up 4:30 in the morning to get to work. Nah.
What about the drive time show?
Yeah, we could do Drive. Drive would be good.
That's because you know what it is. You see, Drive Time, yeah. You want to hear banter. You want to hear conversation. It's not all about listening to music. Because the reality is, the music that you man play, you play the same song.
What the fuck was that?
That's my fault. I was trying to bring up the cut the chat, but.
Right, yeah, the songs that you might play, you play that throughout the whole day anyway, so it's not like Drive Time, I'm hearing new music, but it'd be good to listen to like some decent conversation on the way home.
Yeah.
Not that Reese doesn't give us decent, no, this my people, it's big up to Reese Parkinson on Drive Time at the moment.
No, man's not saying that, man's not saying that at all. Big up Reese Parkinson and everybody else that's on the radio show, Ace. Remember, I was messaging you in the morning saying how good that the person was who was standing in for you.
Richie Brave. Big up to Richie Brave.
Big up everyone. You understand? But, you know, what you're saying, it would be good to get you on the Drive Time show. That's all.
I'm getting slewed on in the chat. Someone called me Kimbo Slice. That's not very nice.
Oh my god.
You know why it's funny? Because the beard as well. This is Kimbo, Raga. Big up. Rest in peace, Kimbo's lads.
But the thing is, you really need to show us the head, the bald. Yeah,
that is Kimbo. My head is Kimbo Slice. A million.
Why don't you relax the size and do a Danny DeVito?
A little piece more,
No way. We say Danny DeVito.
Yeah, do a Danny DeVito, put it back in the ponytail. You look cold. You look like a proper soul man, a soul brother.
For real.
I should relax the front and then do that in a
put in a rubber band, put in a rubber band
two
or something.
Two cane rows.
Yeah, like one of them man that know your black history, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Lee, why have you started working in the morning?
You know why? Because I've got work going on in the house next door, yeah? So that the builders are in from blood. What time did they get in? So your bank holiday, many builders next door, they didn't know that bank holiday you're not allowed to do building work. 8 a.m, drilling. Bruh, I was mad. But I mean, I'm not really getting people business, but I had to knock the door and say, listen, you man, it's bank holiday, allow it. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm snoozing, this is my on. You know you man don't get paid. I swear to you, I was so upset. So I thought, you know what, this week, all last week, I went into work early and I thought, you know what, I don't mind doing the days. And now, the moment I went in early, these men didn't come back.
They might have a double bubble for Bank Holiday Monday, bro. They were on.
Bro, I'm in there doing, I don't even know what they were drilling. It sounded like they were just drilling the floor for no reason.
That's
it. And I swear one of the men is sleeping in there. You can just hear in the early hours in the morning that marbles dropping or coins falling out of man's pocket and rolling. I don't know what's going on over there, but it's mad. It's all mad.
Is it better working in the morning? Is it better working in the morning?
Nah, it's dead.
Is it?
Dead. Work's dead. Work's gone dead again, yeah. It's gone dead. But obviously, you see more light. No, there's no one out.
It was broke.
There's no one out.
January.
You're going to come back to Armageddon, man.
Really?
So what you think is going on, ain't nothing going on out there, boy.
No, but that's only because it's January. Come end of January, everybody will be back out.
Well, that's all. It's advisory work from home if you can, innit? And that's another factor as well, innit?
No one ain't listening to that. These men are having parties and that all day. These men are having shifts. No one ain't listening to work from home if you can.
Lee, like. I need to interject. I don't know what it is, yeah, but you see the way you're eating and the way you're talking. You're reminding me of a crackhead, and I don't know what.
Yeah. Because my shit's grown out as well.
You're just moving mad digital, bro. The way you're eating and talking, you're just moving mad digital.
It's not used to being at home. That's what it is. Usually he's in the car.
You're
sitting on the floor.
You see what I'm saying?
I am.
You're sitting on the floor?
I'm sitting on the buffet.
I thought he was actually sitting on the floor, like...
like in Japan.
Yeah. Indian style. Femi Wagwan, man.
What's going on, Marcus? How are you?
We haven't spoken since your shifts, man. And I can just say, as somebody that was sitting in the house watching the stories, highly, highly upset. It looked like a movie.
You know what? It wasn't as lit as it looked.
Stop lying. Don't try and make me feel better. It looked like a movie.
I tried for everyone this year, man. Man did like all free drinks and free food and everything.
No free bar, boy. What?
All right, wait.
No, I benefit from free bar.
It was a free bar all night, though, was it?
Yeah, but who's paying for free bar all night, fam?
Well then say that then, innit? Man, Ace, you see how man's trying to make out? Man, at free bar, bruv. I got in there, I ordered a drink.
I didn't say it was free bar all night. I said I tried for everyone this year.
You said it was free bar, which implies that man bought out the bar.
I don't know what the free bar for.
Well, free bar I was talking about free bar.
It was 17 minutes, Ace.
That's how long I would have it for, I'm not going to lie. Maybe
the
less.
Free bar was for me to spend I don't want to start talking about money.
Talk the things, man. Okay.
Talk up the things, fam.
There was money behind the bar, and it wasn't hundreds, it was thousands.
And it got done in how long? And how long did it get done in?
I don't know, but it was quick. I was even confused.
you know them things like last when I'm in town?
Fam, all I heard was that, oh, Femi, you know it's done.
I was a third of that was Lee.
I was confused, fam. I was confused. I didn't even know that it was possible for it to be done that quickly, but it done quick. Next year, I don't think... Do you know what, Ace? We should do a summer party because next year, I'm not going to be here.
Where are you going to be?
Because you know what it is? I don't want to go into the new year tired.
Are you bad?
Because you know what it is, yeah? I did that party and then, obviously, I was mash up the day after, like usual. And then... I knew I had to get back to work on January the 4th. I've not had a day off since January the 4th.
My team.
And I'm not going to have a day off for 12 days, like the first 12 days from the first working day of the year. January the 4th till Saturday, I'm not going to have a day off. I'm exhausted, man. I'm not doing that again.
So where are you going?
Anywhere that's not here.
Okay, I see.
I'm not on this Ghana thing because that doesn't look restful. That looks like them lot staying their day party, evening party, morning party, night party. I'm not on all that. That's some young people eyeing up Ibiza thing. That's like once a year. And I don't want... Literally, my plan is to go into the new year refreshed every year.
Energy.
I hear that. You know what? I rate that. You see... This New Year's Eve, yeah, I'm with you, Femi, because I went to your thing. I said I'm only going to stay there an hour. 2 a.m., man's walking out the dance. Got home at like 3. Man's got to get up in 2 hours for work. It was long, yeah. New Year's Eve, cool. Soldiered for it, yeah. So imagine... Anyway, just cutting to the quickly. New Year's Eve, yeah. I've napped. I've woken up at 11:58. Cool. The clock, for some reason, is wrong, yeah? Because all of a sudden, like, we start hearing fireworks or whatever popping off. We're like, right, it's New Year's Eve now. Run upstairs, look out the window. Why am I seeing my neighbour get shit? Like, arrested. Like, police walking him out of his house to the... And it's not my... You know, like, it's not my neighbour. It's like somebody who lives on my road, yeah? And you know, like, I can see his mom and his sister coming out. You know, like, in their nightclothes. I shouldn't even laugh. Imagine that's how you seem. You see, like if I was on the road and I got arrested, then calling it, because you're probably getting arrested for like drunken behavior or something foolish coming out of a club or something. You understand what I'm saying? To be in your house and police knock on your door at 11:55 p.m. on New Year's Eve to take
you. What's he getting arrested for? You know?
I don't know. Them man that live further down the road, I don't chat to them man there.
You can tell by how many police cars there were outside. What was there? How many was there?
There was 2 cars and a van.
And a van.
Yeah, so it wasn't no problems. It wasn't like a beat. It wasn't no drama, but...
What do you think? Two cars and a van, what does that mean?
Be fair, you know what? I had a relative who got... I must have been about 10 years old. I remember this clearly. Because my mum would never stop talking about it. I must be angry that I spoke about this. Actually, I won't say who the relative was. But... Like 3 bully vans came to pick him up for no insurance, no word of a lie.
But no insurance.
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. Like it was like no insurance or something. It was something so. No,
I believe you. But what have they grabbed him for before? Because obviously there must be Saturn.
No, this person is not a criminal.
Ace?
And, like, hasn't done no time before, nothing like that. They picked him up for insurance in bully vans. But to be fair, he's a big black guy. Maybe it was that. Who knows?
I know police landing heavy handed.
It must have been Medusa's.
So why is everyone talking at the same time? It's not work.
I know police land heavy handed for a reason. You might not know the reason, Ace.
Maybe I don't know the reason. Maybe we didn't really know the reason. Who knows? Did you see the video of the postman getting shift today? We didn't get shift.
I saw it.
You got stopped online, yeah. Yeah.
The white brother.
Yeah.
What was all that about?
You know they're not allowed to do that, innit, Ace?
What, go through the letters? They're not, are they?
No, they're not. My friend's a postman and he's saying that even if they can't pull him over while he's driving the van. They can only go to the depot. So he doesn't have to stop for them because it's the Queen's mail. So they're not allowed to check the mail. They can't do anything. They need like proper authority at the depot. They can't do it on the roadside. So that was all done. Someone's going to get in trouble.
They cuffed him and everything.
Yeah, they cuffed him and they went through the mail.
So what happened? What was it about? What happened?
It was just a stop and search. Well, obviously they must have had intelligence or something or whatever.
Yeah, I think that he was doing something else with the mail as well. Maybe it was fraud or he was posting drugs or something.
They were going through letter by letter.
Mm.
My team.
And he was laughing away before it.
Yeah.
I saw it, Gar. All right. I saw it, Gar. Boy, what? This is the first show of the new year, isn't it?
Yeah, last week.
Well, Happy New Year, listeners and followers and all of that stuff. Welcome back. We've missed you. It's been a good couple of weeks. Good couple of week break. What's new?
Did you not talk about what you wanted to leave in 2021?
We just started.
Can we talk about it?
Yes, you got a lot to say for me.
No, I only have a few things. You see them 360 cameras, yeah? I know. And everyone like, oh, Femi, see you posing on them, da-da-da-da. Bro, I pose on them because people have forced me to pose on them, not because I want to pose on them.
Nah, I've seen you doing lifestyle on them, man. I've seen you doing lifestyle.
No, it looks like lifestyle because you can't just stand. People, like, they're like, move, da-da-da-da, and you humour them, yeah? I think them cameras are stupid.
What? Whoa!
Let's get rid of them.
Man said stupid. Come on, that's a bit strong.
Let's get rid of them.
You know why I'm upset, though? Because... I haven't had one 360 moment yet, and you want to get rid of it already. Man ain't had not one 360 moment.
What has Ace actually missed in his little time? He's been away. What has he missed in the last few months?
What have I missed?
What have you missed? Omicron.
Being outside.
Oh, yeah. I missed the transformation.
Boy, I'm glad I missed that, but I missed WizKid. I missed Femi's party. I miss Christmas shopping. I missed a lot, man.
You didn't miss Christmas shopping. You could do that on the internet.
I kind of
don't think it's not the same. Shopping was popping this year. It used to be.
I missed my gig at 10 Downing Street. Only joking. That man did a bring your own bottle party. Imagine that.
Lifestyle.
Bring your own booze in that.
What do you think that man they brought? White man juice.
Lambrini. White man juice.
You know, them pink rosé and all them things there. Man would have been the only man there rocking up with a Henny, you know. What is this brown stuff you're bringing? Just try it.
They had magnums, bro, and red straps, a bit.
You reckon? Them man. I don't even know what them man would actually really do. How do they get down? How do the man they get down? They put your Waitrose and get them posh wines.
A box of wine. They get a box.
You know they got lit, though. You know they got lit.
Femi, does anything happen off the back of this, bro? Or is that it?
Does anything happen?
Yeah.
Well, if my man can bob and weave, he can get away with it. He's got it worse.
There's an email, bro, that he invited 100 people to a dance.
Yeah, but the thing is, I swear this only just come out in the last couple of days.
So?
Can I say something? Does anyone really care, though?
Yes, Lee.
He had a little slideshow, so what?
No. It's when he had the shibs, though. Man had it in May of 2020. Are you all right?
Their man is probably working more hours than a normal person anyway, yeah?
You're playing bare overtime.
You've got that man doing bare overtime. What? You know what? We're working hard. You know what? Bring a little bottle, hold it down.
You don't believe that.
Don't make it late. One man, one man. Let's be honest. We would do it. Yeah, I'm saying it. We would do it.
You don't believe that.
Why would they not?
Lee, the reality is, yeah, the rule maker can't be the rule breaker. Doesn't make no sense.
Why not?
Why am I listening to you if you don't even listen to your own rules? Why am I listening to you?
Well, parents do it all the time.
Let me tell you something.
Tell your mum and dad something. Go and tell your mum and dad something.
it's not for me to tell them that, but I know they break the rules all the time.
I think... The time that it happened is the issue. If it was like in between lockdowns or when we didn't really know Wagwan, or it was like in between when it was doing Eat Out to help out, or like it was like a small lockdown, this was in May, which was 3 months up, three months after we were told to not go out. We're clapping for the NHS. No one ain't going nowhere. And you man are doing bring a bottle. Are you all right, fam?
I'm bringing a bottle.
Like, why are we clapping? What are you doing? What's going on?
We're stressed. You got to remember, they were probably sitting down talking about what they're going to do next. It weren't just a little lads night out, innit? You know what I'm saying? They're probably having a meeting. It's like, yeah, I'm going to shop, do anything. No, give me a bottle, Henny. Give me a vodka then. And it happened like that. Nah. And then you know what happens is
There was an invitation. There was an email that I sent to 100 people.
It's like the modern day WhatsApp. They sent out a little WhatsApp text. Come true, bring a bottle. We just planned this last minute. Personally, I don't see it as a big thing anyway, if I'm honest.
Lee, are you being serious right now?
I don't know if he's being serious.
I don't see it as a big thing. I'll be honest, I don't. So what? They had a little shebeen. So what? It's not like if it was only going to kill themselves. And they're people.
Do you know what? I'm gonna tell you why you're chatting rubbish, yeah. I'm gonna tell you why you're chatting rubbish. Because if you ask me for a haircut and I tell you that I'm fully booked, and then you hear from Femi, yeah, if Femi tells you, yeah, I'm getting my haircut, I rang D just now.
You've done that to me bare times, I know that.
I know for a fact
you've done that to me bare times.
And you know what the baddest thing is? How many times you exited from the group? Exactly.
Because you're upset.
You understand? They're funny, man. You're not my bridging. That's why every time you come to one of your parties, you've got new friends. You got bare new friends.
Not me. You see the same old brothers at my team. No new friends. That's what you hear when you come into my party.
I don't believe that you're cool with the Shibs. I don't see.
There's so much team wanting. You think that them having a Shibs is just the least of my problems? To be honest, I'm not a fan of Boris. So if this means he can get out, then yeah, I'll run.
Right, Lee.
But other than that, I don't see it as a big problem.
Lee. Yeah. During lockdown, yeah, there was people that I was genuinely worried for, that I've risked the vid to go and visit them because I was genuinely worried for them. Mm. Yeah. Them man that was abiding by the rules. Yeah. Mm. You know the amount of people that risked that actually their mental health has been affected and it's not the same. You know how many people, like, I'm not even talking about people passing away. Like, brother, people were cooped up in their house for days on end that did not go out based on what these people said. And during this time, that was the peakest time. That was when everyone was shook. That was when it's like, remember that? It's like,
Do you know why I didn't?
Man was walking the road to avoid people walking down the pavement. You understand what I'm saying? These men are just, bring a bottle.
Fam, nah, can I go deeper?
Brother.
Man,
that is your That is your business. If you want to follow the rules and everybody else want to follow the rules, that is you man's business.
Nah.
Man's still going to see Mumsy. Man's going to see
Pop. I don't agree.
Man's going to see everybody. No, nobody did.
All right, what about the things that you couldn't control? Like, certain people had their weddings cancelled, funerals, people couldn't go and see dying people in hospital.
Listen, when you hear the wedding,
I was going to funeral, and they're there talking about, nope, that's enough, no more.
The funeral thing,
man fine. Couldn't console his mum, like, all of these things.
The funeral, I understand, yeah, but like I said, I would have still went and done my, I'd do my thing anyway. But the wedding thing, if you know this thing's running and you've got a wedding, you lock the wedding off until you know it's full go ahead. You don't just, oh, we'll risk it the week it comes out of lockdown. Why would you do that? Who's going to get married the week
it comes out of lockdown? It wasn't the week we came out of lockdown. He was telling.
There were people on the news saying, oh, we said we'd book our wedding because they said it was going to be free and now they're saying we can't do this and can't. Why are you booking then? Hold back a year. Hold back 2 years. What's the rush?
People, you're not gonna be in people book their weddings months in advance, these things come and they've abided by the rules. But my man is not these rules that man's breaking. That don't make no sense.
Like I said, them things is minor. You push back the wedding, certain man can hold their peace for a little bit, flip that, do a little something, and then come back when you're ready. The funeral thing is the only thing, and even then, you think that if,
you're such
if,
a good,
if I drop down dead in them times there, if I drop down dead in them times, say, oh, you man come through same way, rush the door. What are they going to tell you? Come through.
I said, rush the door, you know. You fool.
Go to the yard, go to the churchyard, come to my mum's for the night. We do what we're doing. Nothing's changing.
And we all get shift.
Bro, listen, you don't have to run. Every man for themselves, bro. That's your business.
The point is, why should we ever even had to have done that? If these men are having parties, listen, you know what I'm saying? Why should we have to hide to have different shebeens or, you know what I mean? Or like, baby.
Did you lot really think,
what?
Them men were following the rules?
I knew they weren't, Femi. Why?
No, Femi. I didn't think that they were following the rules, but I didn't think they was moving that blatant. Like, don't get it twisted. I didn't think that they was social distancing in Parliament. But I think that how they was behaving at work is how they was behaving at work, and then they would just go home. I didn't think that they were still organising little shebeens and all that.
Damon, are we forgetting all these scams they were running before? The tax scams and all of these. So why are we going to believe them when they say they're going yard after work?
You know why?
Putting $8,000 on a rabbit hutch and claiming it back. And you're going to believe them when they say they're going to go home?
Do you know why? Do you know why?
Mad.
Because they told us this is one of the most dangerous viruses in recent times. Yes. Yeah. You walk out your house, you're gonna die. That's what they told us. Yeah.
Then they told us
you walk out your house, you're gonna kill your parents and your grandparents. Right. This is what they told us.
They told us that.
This is what they told us.
Oh, Damon, wait.
Damon,
wait.
They have no relation to me, first and foremost. And second of all, my mom told me she's a virgin. What does that mean? What does that mean? If you listen to them, I don't care what they say, if I'm honest. I don't care what they say. They're full of shit. We all know
they're
full of shit.
Your mum said what?
Time out.
If I don't believe my mum's a virgin, why am I going to believe that their man is a virgin? What? Sure. You might got time. You're honestly sitting there telling me that you believe everything that their man is saying on the news.
Yes. Not everything, obviously not everything.
All right, maybe you, Ace, because you work at BBC.
No. I did believe that they would not
believe what they say.
Let me tell you, who was my man that drove up, drove out of town?
Sorry, why are we going over?
No, let's skip it, man, because I don't want to talk about Lee's mum's virginity. That's something else. What, my man drove out of town to go visit family, and he lost his job, right?
No, he didn't lose his job. He resigned.
Okay. Wait.
The story that he told for why he went, where he went. Remember, he said he thought he was going blind, so he decided to drive on the motorway to test his vision. And the Prime Minister backed him and said, yes, I believe him.
Right.
That's what happened.
I hear you. But my point is, he lost his job, whether he resigned
or not. He didn't.
He left. He resigned.
Ace, Don't say he lost his job, but crack
okay,
on.
I won't say he lost his job. My point is, that was a whole big thing. Like, they were like, oh my God, you drove out of town. Like, why would you, why would I then think, okay, now my man drove out of town, there was a big hoo-ha, let's go and have a party and we're going to get away with it. Like, I just would never think they would do that. And I'm not, it's not because I trust the government or anything, just because I think you're actually taking the piss out of us. Like, you're taking the whole piss out of us.
Boris redid his yard.
Boris got COVID, yeah? And we were like, oh my God, Boris got COVID. He got COVID because he was in the dance. Like, imagine that.
Ace.
What?
Boris never got COVID.
He did. He got it from Boris a super spreader event at number 10.
I don't think he got COVID, to be
Boris
fair.
Boris never got COVID. Not, you know how many people work in Parliament? And not one of them actually had COVID.
You say him? What are you trying to say? So basically, if you went to that party, you didn't get COVID, basically.
Ace, there was an all-white party the other day, yeah? Not going to say whose party it was. There was an all-white party the other day. You see, like, even when we've been allowed out, do you know the amount of events that are actually legal that people are going to and they're coming back and they're getting licked down with COVID?
100%.
Legal. This isn't in lockdown. This isn't... Them man have had all of these shebeens and not one of them got COVID.
Did people get COVID at your party, then?
Mazda, did people get COVID at your party? That's funny, like I was giving it out to people.
No, do you know, let me tell you why. Because all of the big events that happened towards the end of last year, everyone got COVID from.
Yeah, I think a couple of people caught COVID.
Oh, there you go.
Look, COVID's everywhere, isn't it? COVID's everywhere. COVID's everywhere or it's nowhere. It is what it is. But the reality is, you can't be an adult running the country and tell every other grown person and child in the country that you are running, yeah, that you can't do something, but then you and your brethren go and do that exact same thing. That's a liberty.
You know what they were saying, man? They were saying, man could only go out for 1 hour a day to do a run.
And they were two-stepping at the time. Nah, they're mugging. They are mugging.
They said, you can go out for 1 hour.
No, let me tell you the funny one.
They probably
social distancing, bro. 2 meters apart from each other. That's what they were saying.
You know how wild it sounds, yeah, Lee? That in 2020... the government were telling man they could only go outside for 1 hour.
1 hour, yeah. And you know what? And I know and
everyone
is telling me that I'm going out for 1 hour. I'm like, are you really going for 1 hour? Yeah, I don't want to get caught. Who's going to catch you? Do you think anyone's watching you one go out for longer than an hour?
No, but Lee,
go out for the day, man. Do your thing.
This is the thing, yeah. Don't you remember at the beginning of this, you was hearing them things about in Spain, them man have got drones out. And then now, we can probably look back at that and say, oh, that might have been a hoax. What I do know that wasn't a hoax is when people was going out to the park jogging and the police were at the gate. I remember they told that woman, they asked that woman, oh, where have you come from? And she said, oh, blah, blah, blah. And the policeman was like, hey, that's 5 points out of miles away. You need to go home because you can't travel more than 5 miles for exercise. Bruh.
They have to Liberty. Run everyone's Liberty. Peas back. Everyone who they find gets their peas back. That's it. Anyone who paid a fine needs their money back tomorrow.
Should be
100%.
That should be the case.
Run me back my peas, fam. There's absolutely no way. Or no, I'm sorry. There's no way they were finding people that big money.
This is the thing, yeah. It's not one event. You know, it's like every month there's something else that we found out their man have done.
100%.
Every month we found out it's something. Right now,
bro, the sex parties are coming. We're going to hear about that soon. There'll be videos.
Brother, did you see that? You know, well, they leaked a little bit of that one when the man was holding bum cheeks in the that was a sex party that night. We all know that was a sex party. They just leaked what they need to get rid of the dead wood first. They got rid of him. Him under pressure would have given the game away. So they said, we're going to sack you because we don't even want you to sit down and hold no questions. But that's how the sex, you know, that was a sex party. Man put his foot by the door and grabbed the cheeks. Oh, mate.
Lee's classic. On fire today, boy.
That's coming.
Absolute classic.
That's coming. Yeah. That's coming. But you didn't hear
that. Anyway, we digressed a lot. So Femi, the first thing you want to get rid of is 360 cameras.
Yeah, do you know what else I want to get rid of?
Go on.
You know who else needs to run my money back?
Who?
All these artists, yeah? They go to their concert and they don't sing songs, they just jump around on the stage. What's that?
Like who? What are you talking about?
No, do you know what? I'm not even gonna lie, I've just been seeing clips online, but do you know what? Yeah, there's when I went to Wizkid, he brought out Bear artists, innit? Bear young Nigerian artists. And like one of them was the what? I mean, I've been Wizkid twice now, so he did O2 back to back twice, like as in. Did one a few years ago and he did one last year. One time he brought out this artist, Naira Marley, yeah? Last time. Naira Marley did not sing one word. He just danced and rode a spliff. Whilst they played his song.
Swag, man. Swag.
And then he brought out, there's an artist called, Nigerian artist as well, called Bella Schmurda. Brought him out, yeah. The youth just ran up and down the stage. And I'm like, I don't get it. What part of that is performing?
Yeah, but Femi, you went to Wizkid, yeah. Let's say, because we know who you are, we know how big in the game, so we know you never paid. But let's say you paid to go Wizkid. You paid to see Wizkid. Anybody else that is a bonus, if they run up and down and jump up and down, you can't complain because you didn't pay to see them.
That's true.
As long as the artist you paid for has
payment, before. Don't you see clips online though where all these artists they're like 1, 2, 3, and they just start jumping?
Yeah, that's lit. That's energy. That's gassy. But Damon,
you're missing the point.
That's lit gassy. Is, yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
No, lit is.
For like a year and a half, and A still knows how to do it.
Fam, lit is yeah. I paid you to perform songs, innit? I want to see you sing that song that you wrote
from start to finish.
Yeah, I don't want you to do 1, 2, 3.
Nah, Femi. Now you sound older than me. Femi,
listen, I've seen Jay-Z perform. Hey, I've seen Jay-Z perform, yeah? He's done every word.
No, he hasn't.
Damon, I'll be real. Like I'll be real to you. I've seen Jay-Z perform better.
I've seen Jay-Z perform.
80% of the words, Damon. 80%.
Jay-Z raps. Jay-Z performing, yeah, will be a lot better than 95% of the artists out there. He's just a seasoned professional. He 100% is a seasoned professional. But Jay-Z's not on hype. He's not on gas. He's not on mosh pits. He's not on all of that stuff. These artists are, they're on gassy. They're on, you understand? Their man will spit a couple bars of their rhythm and then that's it. It's all mayhem.
You need to sing song, man.
It's all of that.
Remember, you've come to perform to your audience. So not your audience hasn't come to sing your song at you whilst you run up and down.
I actually feel for me, you know. I do. Nah. You know the other thing I hate as well is them performing over the tune. That is dead.
Like, what is that?
Why are you doing that? Like, why are you performing over... No, why are you performing over the tune?
Older than me. That's the kind of thing that I would say.
No, and Damon, you know what it is?
I understand what you're saying.
You know what it is, Damon? I'll tell you the truth. It's like, I feel like it's the loss of artistry. I feel like there's a lot of artists now that know, because it's so easy to record a good song. A lot of artists know how to record, but they don't know how to perform.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, actually, I know this is not a music podcast, and we don't even really talk about music like that. But like, actually, for me, I've noticed a trend. I know, obviously, I said Bella Schmurda, all these artists. I'm not saying they don't know how to perform their song. By the time I saw them, they didn't perform. But the point is that I just feel like a lot of young artists, a lot of up-and-coming artists, they do not know how to perform. They don't know how to present their music to an audience. And I feel like 2021, we want to leave that there. People need to go to rehearsal studio. Like, you're not going to...
Yeah,
you know what it is? You know what it is, Damon? It's magic, yeah? Because they're like... I've been to so many concerts and I can only think of the last one because that was, you know, there was a pandemic and I didn't go to loads that I've seen it at where man are just like 1, 2, 3 and they start jumping. And I'm like, but bro, you're not singing.
Yeah, but Femi, this is the thing as well, yeah. Like, you see the artists that we're talking about that actually perform. they put on an actual show.
Spectacle, yeah.
So, and this is the thing. If you look at the artists that you're that I think you're talking about in regards to the performers, even look at their even look at the content that they put out. Their music videos over their career have actually been small films. When you check it, like some of them have been small films. These lot, their music videos are just them rapping in the hood with their man them, or in a chicken shop, or in a, you understand what I'm saying? Or in a car park. There's not, you understand what I'm saying? So the production level, the visuals of what they're giving you per song is nowhere near the artist that we're talking about. You understand?
And Dick D, I'm not even saying their songs are not good, you know. I'm not them old people.
Yeah,
I think the songs are dead. But yeah, the songs are lit. I just want you to perform the song lit. But anyway, that's my that's one of the things I want to leave behind. There's other things, yeah, but I can't. I want to leave my you behind in 2020.
Can I just add to that point, though, like last bit that you were just saying? We won't. We I know you said we're going to leave it. You want to leave it in 2021. It's going to get worse because, like, the music industry, you know, for me, they're just looking for the quick buck. Who's the quick thing? Who's the quick trend? Like, going on. Remember back in the day, there was something called artist development.
Development.
That doesn't even exist in the record company no more. They don't take a young artist and develop them, wait a couple of years before you put them out, teach them how to do interviews, teach them how to perform, teach them how, like, they don't do any of that. They're just taking artists that have made a sick tune in their bedroom, the tune's popped off online, and let's just throw them in front of an audience and see what happens. And that's it. And most of these men are learning on the job. If you see even some of, like, our favorite MCs had to do it that way. When you saw a certain man early in their career, they were dead. You know what I mean? Compared to now, then they're seasoned. They're just learning on the job. It's not their fault. It ain't their fault. But that artist development, like, department in the record labels, that don't really exist no more.
You think some of these artists, yeah, nowadays know the history of music as well? Because I feel like some of these kids that are rapping now, they don't know that artist. They only know, like, their little social circle.
They don't,
you know,
care
what I mean?
I don't think they
don't hear about nothing in their business.
Nah. It's like, I'm sorry, Femi was saying it last week. Like, we talk about, like, the Nas's and Jay-Z's, but these lot don't care about that shit. And that's cool, because when I was growing up, I didn't really care about the, like, the old school Kool Moe Dee's and them, man. That wasn't really my thing. I didn't give a shit. And now they don't care about Jay-Z and Nas. And it is what it is. If things move on in it.
To them, yeah, Jay-Z and Nas, yeah, is like Rakim and Big Daddy Kane.
Nah, I cared about Kane and Rakim, I'm not gonna lie. But before them, man, I didn't.
I'm saying, man.
Yeah. They don't care. They don't care about the where that stuff comes from. But there you go.
Yeah, anyway, I want to leave my you behind in 2021. I'll tell you why. So man see Man U twice in like a month or something, or a month and a bit.
Remember, I told you not to, but carry on.
Both times, yeah, absolutely terrible. These matches, yeah, they've been dominated and harassed. Firstly, by Man City,
Man said harassed.
You know, like, Man City, top team, fantastic. Secondly, I went to watch them, Wolves. Not a top team. You lot should be beating them. But not only did Wolves win, yeah, but they like dominated the match. You know what's mad? There was like these two old white men sitting next to me. One of them was chatting to me during the match. Next thing you know, the white man's gone, blood. Left at half time. Left at half time, didn't come back. He cut. But I'll tell you also why I'm tired of them. And again, this is not a football podcast, but I'm really interested in music and football. Like, in case you didn't know, these are like my passions outside of film and them things there, amongst other things. I took my son. So me and my son, yeah. So my son, Damon remembers the first time I took my son was ages ago, Crystal Palace, like before the pandemic. Took my boy there. We got him late after 12. Man, you lost like 2-1 to Crystal Palace. Yeah. So I thought, you know what? Let me pick an easy game for my son. So that, you know, it went really well. Big up my brethren Ramen as well, patting it up. My guy, rating the thing. First time I took my son, we were in a box. I went with Rahman a few weeks ago, about a month, 5-6 weeks ago. He says to me, you know what? I got better seats than a box. He took me to the seat. It was better than a box because you're closer to the pitch and all of that. You feel like a real football fan. You feel like you're part of it. You feel, you know? So I thought, you know what? Let my child experience this one as well. Patterned it. Woke up. My son's excited for weeks. I didn't want to go because I'll tell you why I didn't want to go. It's part of the reason I'm tired still, yeah? I did the party on the 30th, drank a lot, didn't recover by the 31st. Then got the first and the second, carrying on recovering, but picking up work again because I've got a shoot in a few days. The third is the match. The fourth, I'm back to work. Third, yeah. The match is at 5:30, guys. I know I'm taking long with this story, but really, like, this is frustrating me. This, like, bottom of my heart. After this, I'll shut up. You don't even
half
need
to. 5 in the evening in Manchester.
Yeah. So, in my head, yeah, I don't want to go. Because in my head, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I can move it for my son. And I was hoping they'll cancel it because of COVID, because Wolves had already cancelled their last game because of COVID. Didn't cancel it. In my head, I'm like, oh, man, I've got work tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I'm going to Manchester. But then the train back, the last train from Manchester is like 9 o'clock, so you can't catch a train. Anyway, so I've had to drive to Manchester again, haven't I?
Oh, that's long. That's long.
So I leave home at 10:45. I get to Manchester at 2 o'clock. I know, I'm sorry, ladies. I'll be quick. I get to Manchester at 2 o'clock. Me and my son, yeah? Me and my son. I'm like, you know what? We're mad early. We got there before the car parks were open. Mad early. I'm like, you know what? Let me take you Nando's. Took my son Nando's. We sat down for 10 minutes looking at his phone. He says to me, oh, Dad, I'm bored. I said, listen, I'm doing this for you. I don't want to be here. I said, I don't want to be here right now. I'm doing this for you. I'm in Manchester right now because of you, because actually I've done this long drive. I'm driving back home. I do not want to do this right now. So what we're not going to do today is talk about being bored, ever. We yam our Nando's, go and park the car, took pictures outside the stadium. You watch the players. We missed the players going in. My man watched the players warming up. He loved it because it was mad close. Like, they could hear you. You know, like, you could say, Rashi. And he turns around. Like, you know what? Like, he loved it. Loved it. Anyway, they lost. We got in the car, yeah? We got in the car. Listen to this, though. We got in the car. My boy Rahman calls me. He's talking. Also, I've never seen Man U win. I've been up there 3 times. I've not seen them win once. My son's been there twice.
Your bad luck, bro.
My son's seen them twice. He's not seen them win once as well. So anyway, we get in the car. Do you know what my son done? It was like about 8 o'clock now. 8-ish we got in the car. He turned on the car heating. He reclined the seat. Said, good night, Daddy.
Can you tell him that's a violation? Can you tell him that's a shotgun violation? You should have put him in the booth.
Bro, man said, good night, Daddy. You know what's funny about it though? So because I'm working the next day, I drop him to my mom because their mom's working the next day. So I drop him to my mom. We get to my mom's, yeah. I'm like, wake up. He's like, I wasn't asleep. In my head, I was thinking, bro, you were just snoring a minute ago. You know when you're young and you feel like my sons always do this. You know when you're young and you feel like you shouldn't ever be tired.
Right, to sleep. Yeah.
Like, I'm not tired.
I'm not tired.
Bro, man was snoring, AC. I could hear my man snoring all the way from Manchester for 3.5 hours.
Well, he's trying to tell you that he's pretending that you're snoring. You can't pretend to snore that long. You get 2 minutes of pretending, max.
I know Fibby was fuming as well.
No, listen. Tell me what world this is worth it, fam.
Fam, I told you. I'm getting a Crystal. I'm going to get a Crystal Palace season ticket. It's up the road from my house. You understand? I can walk there. You see all of that driving. Bro, you know what the maddest thing is here? You see Manchester? There's no quick way of getting back from Manchester. Like, you see Birmingham? bruv, I've made it back from Birmingham in record time, like dumb time before. Do you know what I mean? Like, it, I might have been lucky, whatever. See, Manchester, it's 3.5, 4 hours, regardless. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing.
The most frustrating thing about Manchester is when you what when you get to Birmingham, you're still only halfway. It's long. You're like, well, I'm in Birmingham. Nah, it's only halfway. It's long. It's so long.
Oh, we went Manchester that night, innit?
I didn't
come. Yeah. New Year's Eve. We went Manchester and then we went back to Birmingham, but it was long.
It was long. We almost Manchester, yeah. The drive is so stiff, yeah. Yeah. Because you know what's mad about Manchester? What tricks you? There's that M6 bit, yeah?
This whole bit.
And it's bare flat.
Yeah.
And you could blow.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't cut time.
It makes you feel like you're going faster, though. It makes you feel like you're on your way.
Because it's bare flat, yeah? You're like, yeah.
It makes you feel like you're on your way, you know?
No, I was blowing. Lee, I was blowing. I thought, yeah. And then you know what's mad? The next day, I'm gonna start filming, but outside and it's raining outside. I get into the car, the tire's flat. I take it to the mechanics, yeah, because I got insurance on my tires. I'm them man, I'm not on changing tires and all them things. Yeah. I got a run flat, yeah. I take it quick fit. I am, you see me, yeah. I say to my missus all the time, yeah. You see, like. There's that man that fixes everything around the house. No, I am the man that pays the man to come and fix the thing. I am not the man that has time to come and fix shelves. No, your shelves will be fitted, but I will pay the brother that will come and fix your shelves. No one's got, but anyway,
Damon will build a whole house.
Damon was like, yeah, man, after work. You know, one time I went to Damon's yard, yeah. and I went in the garden.
Yes.
And Damon had done these like
the decking.
Bro, I was like
the whole team, bro. On his own.
No, but in my head,
and you know sawing wood, like.
No, do you know what killed me about that one?
I went there last month and he fit in the kitchen. He said, "Oh, you gotta leave in half an hour. I'm gonna fit in the kitchen." I was like, "What?"
Man's got the tape measure, everything out, like bro. Pencil and in then, the dreads.
You know I ain't lying. Man was fit in the kitchen.
I was very puzzled when I saw the decking because I was like, "Raw, so man did this after what standing all day cutting hair."
I'm saying,
because you know what's mad about your work, Damon? Yeah, mm-hmm. Is that I've never thought about it properly till recently. You're literally standing.
Yeah, all day, fam. All day, bro.
So when man are like, "Oh, D, man, I know you want to go home. I beg you, like, just squeeze me in." Man's been standing for like 10, 12 hours already.
And then he's got time to go home and saw wood. You're mad.
Nah, then I saw wood. Nah, you're proper, bro.
You know what? I haven't used a saw since secondary school.
No, but
what's it like I'm using a saw?
You know what's
mad?
I just saw the bottom of the Christmas tree one time.
You know what's mad about what you're saying for me? Yeah, bruv, I've got your Christmas present. Yeah, I've got it. Bruv, I can share. You want me to share your Christmas present? And you, Ace, you want me to share your Christmas present?
Oh,
and
I hope it's not a sword.
Let me get your Christmas present. Hold on.
Now that I'm going to buy a Christmas present, fuck's sake, man.
I hope it's not a sword because man ain't sawing nothing in his house. You get me? Damon dislikes sawing things. Damon put on my blinds.
Can you put on your blinds?
He put on my blinds. Damon put on my blinds.
Nah.
It's not a saw. It's a can of beer.
A can of beer.
You got my name on it.
That's hard. What is that?
I like that.
That's hard.
That's good, that one.
It's a toolkit.
That's
a
hard. Toolkit.
Screwdriver. You understand?
Damon thinks the man them's gonna use them things there still. Man's gonna use it as a doorstop.
Can I use that can to get into like put things in it and get into festivals in it?
All right, okay.
It's a hiding place.
Fam, this is you man's Christmas present. I've got one for all of you. I've got three of them. One fam. So
yes, we need.
That's hard.
We need to see more DIY from the man.
No, I'll be real. I'm just called Damon. You know what? On a level, yeah, on this DIY thing, yeah, like I tried. And then I realized one time I just paid this brother to come do it. And I just sat there on my laptop and my man just did the thing. And I thought, yeah, man, this process is better still.
It's easier, 100%.
I said, this process is better, you know.
You're not going to injure yourself.
Nah. And also, do you know what it is? You're not going to injure yourself. You're not going to get it wrong. You're not going to break nothing and you're not going to break yourself. Do you know what?
Do you know what's funny, though? As you say that, yeah, do you know, like, there was a record number of people that went to A&E during lockdown for DIY injuries?
See? Man, you can't risk it like a biscuit, man. You leave the Damons to do the Damon. Like, bro, Damon's clearly good with his hands. Yeah? So, God, that's God's gift to Damon. And so you let the Uncle Damons do the Uncle Damon thing.
Damon does projects, yeah, that there's no room for error as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, like a little, maybe a shelf can lean a little bit. No one ain't really going to see it. Or you might hang the picture a little bit wrong or whatever. I might do that. But a decking, do you know what that would look like if I did it outside?
Yeah, Ace, I saw the decking, yeah. I was like, oh, right, he's not getting the decking done. Who's doing it for you?
Fam, it's not that hard, bro. It's not that hard. You just need to know basic maths. It's not that hard.
Nice. Maths, yeah?
Basic maths and how to work a power tool.
Not all of us have been counting money all our lives. You get me? Cash.
Anyway, these people don't want to hear about this. What else? What else are we leaving in 2021?
I mean, those are my three top things, man. For me.
Ace, what are you leaving in 2021?
You know what? Obviously, like, because I've been in the house a lot.
Ace is leaving quarantine.
I'm leaving quarantine, 100%. Because I've been scrolling a lot. I don't like internet trolls. I think that's one thing. Like, I've been finding myself reading a lot of comments recently, and there are people that literally sit in their house just to say evil shit about people. And I think that it's terrible. Like, you are the scum of the earth. If you go online just to badmouth somebody, then there's something very wrong with you. And there are people that live for that. Do you know what I'm saying? And even to add to that point, there are social media platforms, that will post things knowing what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And I don't respect that. So let's leave that in 2021, please.
Yeah. Can I just see that? Can I just talk about that? So did you see the picture of Mo the Comedian and his missus? Now, it's mad because really and truly, there was nothing in it. There was nothing in that story. There was nothing, but this particular site or page or whatever posted it knowing what that picture was going to kind of start. But what I liked about it was bare people was coming out like, no, why are you posting this? Like, I kind of did like that. I did like that. But then again, you know, who was that girl that come out and said that everybody's got the same 24 hours in a day?
Molly May.
Right.
How do you feel about that statement, by the way?
The thing is, yeah, I think
she actually believes what she says, you know, don't
you? Yeah, but this is the thing. This was another one of them statements that I think it was taken the wrong way. Hear me out.
Okay. Yeah.
Hear me out. Hold on, hear me out.
They pull out the handbrake.
Hear me out.
I'm not even pulling the button. I'm not pushing the button in. I'm just pulling it out.
Hear me out.
So this is
the thing. A lot of people look at her and think, oh, you've done nothing to get where you are. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You're a girl that looks a particular way, that was on a reality TV show that you got lucky to be picked for. I get it. But you have to do something with your luck. Now, this is the thing. You can either wake up, and I'm not saying that she's doing this. This is how I'm looking at it. You can either wake up and choose to post 10 pictures a day to keep your activity going, or you can wake up and choose to post one picture a day. You understand? So when she's saying about work and all of that kind of stuff, yes, the work that you're doing isn't the same work that Lee's doing. It's not the same work that I'm doing. But in regards to people who have become famous for nothing, because if you look at all of these reality TV shows, you know the amount of people that don't make it, that don't get anywhere. And I think that's what she was. That's my thing.
It's just a wrong phrase. It's a wrong statement.
I'm not saying it's not. But I kind of get it, because it's like, her attitude is, we can all choose to get up at, okay, so Lee, for argument's sake, let's take you, yeah? You get up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah? And people are like, right, Lee gets up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but Lee's working until 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Where I'm very sure there's cab drivers that get up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and finish work at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think her argument was, it's what you're putting into it.
You have to work hard.
It was the wrong statement, and I get it.
Because the truth is, we don't all have the same 24 hours. We don't.
No, we don't.
We actually don't. Because there might be somebody that is from the hood, or maybe has to look after a parent, or they're a carer or somebody, or they've just got shit. They've been dealt a very shit hand, basically. And they want to be Molly May. No matter how hard they work, they're not going to be.
Will never happen. No,
it's not going to happen.
Ace, it's like during the pandemic, they kept saying we're all in this together, and like we clearly were not, because our prime minister was doing parties.
Mm-hmm.
We clearly were not, because poor people suffer more during a pandemic.
You know what's mad with that statement, Femi? I'm not going to say that they don't. What I've realized through this pandemic is you see people that have stepped out on a limb and they've taken a risk.
Yeah, they changed their life.
Yeah. To understand, to follow. Those are the ones that I found got hit hard. You know the amount of people that lost businesses? You know the amount of people that lost homes? Bro, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And you know, bruv, like, so I totally agree. It's not the same 24 hours for everyone.
Listen, 24 hours. It's like saying, yeah, imagine like going to literally, it's like this, yeah, going to a 16-year-old kid in Africa and saying to him, we've got the same 24 hours in a day.
Forget even that. 16-year-old kid in Africa. What AC is saying is right. When I start my day, when I start my day, I get up, I jump in my car, and I drive to work. Other people, they get up, they've got children to take care of.
Right.
They've got somebody who they've got, you know, people that are vulnerable to take care of. They've got to sort them out first. That's 2-3 hours. Then they've got to start their day. Then they finish their working day. Then they've got to come back and tend to them. So even if you had a dream, we were talking about this in the barbershop, yeah? Even if you've got a dream and you've got an idea, yeah, that you're passionate about, that you want to see off the ground, you can't spend 24 hours on that. You've got to spend 8 hours at work and then get home.
You need space. You need mind space.
3 hours to do it.
Yeah. So, I think,
yeah, the statement is wrong.
Statements like that, Damon, to second you, they're so unhelpful.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, actually, we all have 24 hours in a day. However, you can't say we all have the same.
The same.
And so we should go and hustle. And you should hustle harder. You can extract. Because what that's suggesting is that actually you can extract more out of your 24 hours than you presently are.
You know what the thing is? You can, but to what detriment? Do you know what I mean? And that's the reality, you know? Like, she's been blessed ridiculously. She's one of the lucky ones. She's one of the lucky ones, you know? And which is why a lot of people are trying to do this internet fame thing or social media or reality pro, because, you know, it's almost like it's an easy way out. It's an easy way out. Do you know what I mean?
And so also, in a way, this is not even to bash her. I don't even know about them girls there. I don't watch them programs. That's Ace's type of programs there. But
Ace loves
them programs. Don't put me in it.
And Lee, don't try it.
That's you, man's type of program.
That's me and Lee.
But the point is, people must not forget their privilege. People must not forget like their advantage that they start off with. Because, like Damon, take for instance, yeah, you say you wake up in the morning and you drive to work, right? Compare that to like a multi-millionaire who has the same 24 hours in a day as you, that wakes up in the morning, doesn't have to work.
Brother, I saw a video, yeah. I don't know if it's Jeff Bezos or one of them man there. Yeah. I saw a video of him walk to a car, yeah. And he was just standing outside the car. It looked like he was chatting to somebody. Yeah. It actually looked like he was chatting to somebody. And it wasn't like he was chatting to somebody. He was waiting for the man to come and open the door. I said, you see that? Yeah. Like, that's extreme. But even just to kind of be able to get up.
Jeff Bezos, did he come from
it might not have been him. But it was one of them. You know what? Like one of the world's richest men. It was one of them out there.
Yeah,
we can all agree that, yeah, we all don't have the same 20.
Do you know how I feel about the situation? I feel like when you're born into money, this is my personal opinion. I find it hard to take motivational ideas from you. Because like, when I see Little Romeo, for example, talking about his business and what he's doing, I think, well, he should have money, man. Shut up. That's my ignorance, though.
I understand. I kind of get it.
You know what I mean? I just kind of think.
That's not to say he hasn't worked hard. That's not to say he hasn't worked hard or doesn't have the creativity. But yeah, like your journey there was nowhere near anyone else.
Do you know one of the biggest issues that I realized? Yeah, you see, as a young person growing up in this world, yeah, and you know when you get to like your late teens, early 20s, do you know how free it is for you to live your life and not have to worry about finding £1,100 to pay rent? Do you know how mad that is? You know,
we don't even know that though. We don't even know what that feeling feels like. We can think, we imagine what it feels like, but we don't know it.
Free. So literally all you have to do is pay gas and electric. What? 40 quid a week on gas and electric, maybe a bit more.
But like, imagine not even worrying about where that money comes from.
That's mad. That's the aim. That's the thing. By the time KV's like 18, see when you go college or university or whatever, yeah. See when you don't have to worry about that. So if you got an idea, work on your. That's the plan, innit? That's the plan.
There's no better feeling than being self-made, though, innit? When you come from nothing, and then you get to that point. But coming from it and trying to elevate
The amount of work that I've put in, I don't want KB to put that amount of work in.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to spend that energy on traveling. See the world.
Damon's got them calves. You know that calf muscle that Sackers have in the back from pumping the chair? Damon has got calf muscles, blood. If he can stand on his feet and break records.
Bro, listen. Don't get it twisted. It's not just me, you know. You can't hear his mum. His mum's out. She's working. She's grafted. You understand? Just like Femi. It's not just Femi that works. Femi's wife works. You understand?
Same thing.
It's not just us, but, you know, is what it is. But, yeah, that's what you want to leave in 2021, Ace. In Instagram troll.
Can we talk about 2031?
What?
Yeah, because I just want to say this now, yeah? Cut the Chat in the metaverse is gonna be sick. It's gonna be. Well, all of us in the metaverse, and we can go there and say, "What? This Lala will be right there." Then we can chat to Ola and say, "What's going on?" Then we can come back. Well, everybody in the same room just vibes in.
Cut the chat
in the metaverse is gonna be lit.
That'd be real.
Yeah. What?
In the metaverse, yeah.
Femi's already bought land there.
You know what? I might invest in it, but I still think it's an idiot too.
You say this now, 5 years from now, watch. Femi will have a whole estate.
Ace, I get it. You know what it is? It's all speculation, isn't it? I will invest in any speculation at the moment because the world is changing and I don't know in what direction is going to win. And I don't know what version of the future is going to come out on top. So I'll tell you why. There's loads of things happening, right? Loads of people are talking about Web3, and Web3 is like the next phase of the internet where you can own a piece of the internet. Right. Basically, at the moment, the internet is like Web2. They say Web1 was when it first started, www. Right? Web2. Huh? them slow up, the dial up on them. Yeah. Web 2 is where we're at now, where a few companies own everything on the internet. Web 3 is where actually they're creating an internet, which is basically what our kids do with like Roblox and what's that thing? Other one?
Sprinkle Bricks.
What's the other one? Roblox.
Minecraft.
No, Minecraft and the one that got V-Box. What's the one?
I have no idea. Fortnite. Okay. Yeah.
So like you got all of these things, right? And they want to create a world, basically. Metaverse.
So go for me.
No, but it's like they're creating a they want the internet. So imagine like when you come to cut the chat, it's everyone's got their own little version, metaverse version of them.
Yeah.
Watching us in the amphitheater of Cut the Chat or Cut the Chat World on the internet. And in order for them to access that, they have to pay to get to that world. And so
it's hard. That's hard.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting. But for me, I just feel like the problem I have is that I feel like I fear the gamification of life. So the metaverse is like they're trying to turn our lives into a game.
I understand.
But if that's where we're going, that's where we're going, though, no?
I know, but...
I want to know, is a Porsche the same price in the metaverse as it is on road? Because if I'm getting cheap now, I might just buy it now and park it off.
And put it where? You got to find land or somewhere to pull it. You got to buy land in the metaverse.
I'll park it on Femi's land.
Okay, yeah.
And also... The problem with the problem they're still trying to figure out until at the moment we've got versions of like, you know, sort of like we've got cryptocurrency, right?
Mm.
That is used in the metaverse. But then you've got different cryptocurrencies started by different people. And then you've got the metaverse stuff where it's like land. You have different land online, right? I forgot what land is really popular. I can't remember now. And you can buy a piece of that. You can buy a little piece of that. But you don't. And cryptocurrency and the land online, they're ran by individuals. The phase that we need to worry about that someone just flagged in the chat is when governments... So like imagine China goes onto the metaverse as a whole country.
And then they can take over. They buy everything.
Yeah, or like it's like they link. So the metaverse is not just. So imagine like the metaverse is not like just all these made up things. So imagine the United Kingdom exists in real life, but also in the metaverse. So there's a real version of you, and there's a metaverse version of you.
Wow, it's like Spider-Man.
But that's when everything's going to change. The reason I'm talking about that is that actually at the moment, all these things almost are like trials by private companies. But what happens when there's a version that's government sponsored?
How close are we to this, by the way, do you think?
Not far away.
Like what? 5 years, 10 years?
10 years.
6 months?
Yeah, Decentraland. That was the one I was thinking of. But like, I reckon we're here already. But I think.
Wait, can I ask? Can the lands ever get blurred? Though, can you ever get in trouble in the meta land, and then it affects you in the real world?
Lee,
that's deep.
Do you know what?
Is that too deep? Too deep.
You know what it is? For what you're saying,
imagine you went on in a meta land and did a madness. Could that affect you in the real world? Could they say, "Well, you govern that from the real world to do madness in the meta world"? Where did the land get blurred?
People do that now. People are keeping up a holy for effery on the internet now. So I hear you. You're kind of opening up a world for some of the most heinous people to just explore the darkest parts of their minds. So yeah, where is
well, maybe it's better that they do it in there than they do it outside here.
So Sunshine Jones. Guys, wait. Sunshine Jones, yeah. She's no. Sorry, I'm eating this way because my throat hurts. Metaverse will be the undoing. I keep doing COVID tests. I keep hoping it's COVID, but it's not. I want a day off. I want a day off, man.
Don't hope for that thing, bro. You'll get that sick mutated new thing.
These times you get the wrong thing, innit?
Metaverse will be the undoing of society. Play to earn will become a noose around our necks, when it will be that you have to play to earn to obtain universal benefit.
Yeah.
And they're already talking about it already. They're talking about universal basic income. So governments around the world already having discussions about a universal basic income where everyone will be guaranteed like a basic income. Guys, all I'm saying to you, yeah, I don't have all the information, but the world is changing.
I said, get your money up quickly.
The world is changing. That's all I've got to say to you, Zoh. I don't know which direction it's going in, but it's changing.
All right, let's move on quickly because we got bare things. We got a couple of things to talk about.
Boom. This is like going to be a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah. Ace.
Yo.
Drake putting hot sauce in his condom. Why go out for that?
Yeah, do you know what? I didn't even read the story. You guys have. I don't. First of all, I didn't read the story. I read the headline and I didn't believe it, so I just carried on moving. I didn't. I don't like. What is it?
I read what he done.
Let's take it as it's true. Yeah.
What's the story,
Lee? What's the story?
Okay, so the story is Drake was having fun with a girl he met on tour, and basically it was consensual sex. In which after the act, 20 minutes of romper stomper, which was probably 19 minutes after foreplay, he went in to the toilet and came back out. And the girl went into the toilet and she then opened up the condom and tried to, what'd you say? What's the word they use?
You can say impregnate. You can say squeeze it out, impregnate.
Squeeze it out, turkey base herself and try and put, only to find out that a pom-pom blew up on fire and that Drake ran into the toilet and said, what's going on? And she was like, she basically told him and he said, I'll put hot sauce in it to kill my sperms.
Stupid. And, that's a dead story.
Now she's suing him. Bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Why did you say that's bullshit?
It's bullshit. It's just bullshit. Right. Because, come on, guys. We can't believe everything we read. That is stupid. Why is Drake gonna put hot? Like, he's just gonna get rid of the condom. What is he like? Why is he gonna do that?
To be fair, who rolls with hot sauce in their pocket?
Do you know, like, in your bathroom? Like, guys, come on.
Wait. Firstly, it's not entertainment. Firstly, you're acting like man had the hot sauce on his shelf. Yeah. Listen. It's possible. Some of the things that I've heard. People do.
But Ace, saying that, why would you not? You're making that
it's not possible. Why not, Ace? Why? Because
it's great. It's bullshit. That is a stupid story.
Why?
I refuse to even entertain this. Drake, one of the most famous people in the world, has hot sauce in his bathroom. He has sex with a woman. He ejaculates in a condom. Then he puts hot sauce in the condom, thinking, "Oh my god, she's gonna come in." Come on, man, guys, come on! Listen to what we're talking about. I won't have these conversations when Cut the Chat is in the metaverse. I'm telling you this right now. My avatar will come over to your avatar and slap the shit out of you. We're not talking. It's stupid. That didn't happen. No.
Our job is to talk about current affairs.
It's nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. So we have to
take the alleged story as gospel and speak about it. Okay?
Listen.
So whether you want to hear it or not, this is what's happened.
And we know some of the wildest human beings, yeah? I don't think I know anybody that would do that.
What? Do what? That. Do that?
Yes. It's stupid. No,
Damon's got a friend. Remember, who said he's really touched urine, and gave him what? Gave him chlamydia. So let's just tell you, anything is possible.
We've got an episode of Cut the Chat. There's an old episode of Cut the Chat called Pills in Porridge. That's what I'll say. Do you remember that story?
What story? Remind us.
I can't, but it was somebody put some pills in porridge. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah. I remember this. So, and now you're telling me this hot sauce story.
The hot sauce story is stupid, man.
All right.
No sense.
All right, let's forget the hot sauce story. Djokovic. Djokovic with his
Your country's doing him dirty, man.
I mean, look, I've been following it. Obviously, tennis, Djokovic, I rate him. He's one of my favorite tennis players. Not my favorite, but he's one of them. So I know what he's about. The thing is, yeah, his exemption is a real exemption. And the reality is, you can get exempt from anything. Not everyone.
But also, hot sauce and sperm are not the same color. So what are you doing? Sorry. Let me stop there.
No, he might use the yellow one.
All right, sorry, continue. One. Djokovic. I apologize.
Djokovic, yes. His exemption is a proper exemption. I know somebody who's exempt from the vaccine because they took vaccines as a kid and it proper messed them up. And they're like, no, you know, and you know, it's one of them things where, like, this is my thing with him, yeah. And I was having this conversation the other day. If you can prove that you don't have COVID, forget the vaccine. And remember, he's probably one of the highest paid sportsmen in the world or sports people in the world. So even if he gets sick for whatever reason, COVID, no COVID, flu, breaks a bone, whatever, he's not even using any of your country's resources. He's paying top P. So it's not like he's going over there and, oh, I didn't listen to the rules. Now I'm reaching out the NHS. You understand what I'm saying? Now, he's proved that he doesn't have COVID. Why can I not play? And then I thought about this and I thought, you see, if I come into your country and prove that I don't have COVID, but then I get COVID in your country, I should be able to see your country.
What?
Well, think about it. If I've proved
that no one told you to come here. What do you mean?
Listen, hold on. Me coming to your country and working and earning what? $1 million in prize money. What? Your country's not taking some of that P as tax? Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah, not only that. Like, I'm bringing a spectacle to your country. I'm like a big deal, 100%.
The only way they could get away with that is they said Australia doesn't have COVID, full stop. But it does have COVID, so they could never get away with that scam.
But this is my point. So my point is he's done everything to prove that he hasn't got COVID. Yeah. Mm. The vaccine.
But it's in the country, though. It's still in the country, though. The actual thing.
So if I've proven that I don't have COVID to come and earn money and play a tennis tournament in your country, what's the problem?
Is he going to play?
They're saying that the government could still, that they could still overturn what the judges ruled.
Fam, they're going to turn it.
I don't think he'll play. You know why? There's going to be too much uproar now. Because you got to remember, you tried to govern your people to do something, and all of a sudden, you make this whole thing comes out with this guy. No, it's not going to happen. I can't see it happening. It's going to be too much uproar and protests and boycotts, and then next thing you know, the people are, well, if you let him do it, but we're not doing it. And they don't want that. Their governments don't want that.
Yeah, they're going to send him back. Have you seen Security Border Force Australia? They'll send you back for an apple, bro.
They might just send you back for having bogey in your nose. Nah. You might go back. I don't care if you got tissues. Go.
They'll ban as well. They'll ban you for life.
What's the most hostile border you've been to?
Probably Australia.
Yeah, mine was Germany.
I don't think I've been to one.
Germany had me up, boy. I'm not gonna lie, boy. I remember that's where Hitler was from, so I was like, yeah. I just made it up in my head, like, this is why they're doing it. This is Hitler's people. And this was only a couple of years ago as well, you know.
So what happened?
They pulled me aside, and then to this day, I don't even know what they did. They singled me out of everyone. There's only two black guys and eight white guys. And they put me in a booth, searched me, took off my clothes, whatever, and let me go.
They put the gloves on?
Yeah. No, they didn't actually. They didn't actually.
Did they use lube?
But I was just like, I was kind of like semi-tipsy. I was tipsy anyway. So I was just like, you know, trying to make a joke of it. And then when I got back, I felt violated.
I know what happened. When you got back, yeah, the alcohol wore off and then it started to hurt. Real talk, yeah. You're saying that they singled you out, yeah. Do you remember when we came back from Scotland? Do you remember how you was when we came back from Scotland?
Vaguely, yeah.
You probably
me at the drive. Was that with
yes,
drive?
He's probably acting up. He's probably
we
acting
had to
up.
Hold you up. We had to physically hold you up. We had to walk and hold you up through the airport.
Yeah, that was a mad enough. What do you think that's what it was? No, that wasn't that. I wasn't that bad. That was really bad. Scotland was really bad. But no. That's the only time. Even Jamaica's a long ticket to get through, you know. You have to tell them where you're staying, how long you're staying for.
Jamaica fan, easy. Do you know what? To be honest, yeah, Nigeria's a madness. But because I'm Nigerian, I know how to pattern it. And last time I went, I had people meet me at the gate. Like, you know, those people that walk you through the airport. I did that lifestyle. Yeah. The film festival gave me that lifestyle. And then...
Man had the chief in...
Come on. No, but yeah. you see America...
Oh, God.
Yeah?
It's long.
America is scary. I feel like I've done something.
Yeah, no, because you think you can get popped. You feel like you can get popped as well. Yeah, these men just want to pop, man.
And you always feel like you're saying the wrong thing, innit? Like you hear people, like, and you're like you're telling them the truth, but they make you feel like you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. And you just man is standing there with guns and that. You're like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
I hear you.
You should be more worried about them other countries like North Africa with them and there with guns, because them man just plays you. Like, they didn't even know you what I won.
You see America. I remember when we went to New York and when we was coming back here. You know. When you got a queue to show them your passport to get through, to go get on the plane or whatever it is, and they had the whole queuing system that snaked. So there was no one in the queue. No one. There was no one in the queue. Yeah. So I'm walking with... You remember that guy, Mo Samba?
Yeah.
So
Mo,
I'm walking with him. And there's nobody in the queue. So he's ducked under all of the tapes.
Yeah.
To get to the thing, yeah. Fam, security just landed him and told him to come out and do it all again.
Yeah, that's
busy, just walk man. Through.
That's busy.
Mad.
But you know what's funny? England's easy to get in, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't even know queues no more. You know, back in the day,
England, leave. Leave.
Go straight through.
Lee, England, yeah, is like an Oyster card.
You know, straight true, not alone. I ain't queued up in England for time. Remember that scanner thing where you scan your passport to go through and there's about a man looking at about 20 men. You're thinking, raw, this is easy, man.
England, they made an Oyster card. The border's an Oyster card, fam.
Easy to get through, man. Them, I don't know why them man are trying to get on lorry. Them man might just walk through normal, raggle. Got two men go through the barrier at the same time. I'm telling you, easy, man. Run that.
In conclusion, Djokovic is going home.
He's going out. Their man ain't going to have it.
Go play pat ball, bro.
It depends how much the competition needs him.
They don't want him.
They'll be uproar if they let him play, I think. I think Lee's right. I think Lee's right.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. It's pointless. Damon. Where's he gone?
I'm here.
You got a relationship corner because it's getting late.
Nah. We got to do it next week. I just need to confirm a couple things, but it's a mad one, but I'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week.
I got to confirm something, but it's a mad one, but we'll do it next week.
Has anyone got anything to promote?
No, man, it's too early, man. The year's not started yet.
I ain't gone.
Stop promoting Ace coming out of his throat. Yay!
I even DJ at my party, my secret party. Oh, I'm just
nervous about. Actually, I'm doing a warm up set next week, so I should be fine.
Exactly, don't worry, man.
Ready to roll. Team. All right, guys.
We're talking about your set time.
We'll be. Oh yeah, don't make me try to play all night. I need 90 minutes. That's it.
See my birthday, yeah.
Yeah, I need a quick 90 minutes. That's it.
I suffered on my birthday, boy. There was no DJ.
For how long?
Half the DJs didn't come.
No way.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't hear a quiet period, though.
Fam, because Longers played for like 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Big up Longers, man. What a G.
To Longers.
Oh, what a G. And if it wasn't for that, it would have been like...
Yeah,
but anyway, I'm tired.
I'm going to play some tunes on my phone for you, man.
What?
Oh, vaccine mandate. Someone wanted us to talk about what we thought about them making nurses get vaccine. I don't think anyone should be made to get anything.
Fuckery. It's dumb. You shouldn't be forced to do anything. Do you know what I mean? No way.
Facts. And we was capping for him.
I think that's it. I don't have recommendations for anyone to do any, but I don't think adults should be forced to do anything and to do anything that they don't want to. And all people trying to say, oh, it's selfish, it's this, it's that. Like, listen, people should be able to make their own choice. Bro, can we call this podcast, yeah? What do they call it, that 1 hour that they let people go out for their jog? You know what's mad? When Lee described it, yeah? When Lee described it, it sounded so dumb. But at the time, it made so much sense.
Yeah, at the time everyone was on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Setting their clocks. No white people setting their clocks for 60 minutes. Yeah, right, let's go. Jogging. The white man jog. You know the white man jog? It's like a run. It's like a run where it's a jog. And the hands flap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The hands flap like that. Drinking water, you know. Didn't even drink the whole water. They take 2 sips on the whole hour.
What is wrong with you, bro?
To come back to beat their pants for the NHS. 1 hour. The man getting some pants out and beat it every Thursday. They're mugging it off.
Yeah.
Their man was up there licking back the brandy. They're on it.
Raving.
On it.
Raving.
No, big up to the workers at the NHS though, on the level. And, you know, people should have their choice, as should NHS workers should have their choice about, you know, what they feel.
They have been violated though, innit? They have been violated, the NHS, to be fair, the most. We paid them with claps. And now we're saying that they don't get a jab, they might get sacked. They got violated the most, man, honestly.
Absolute violation. But we've all got the same 24 hours. Only joking. Listen, guys, we'll be back next Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Rate, subscribe.